Well, hello, friends. Welcome to another Sunny Day Devo. It's time to take a few minutes and savor the silver lining, which could be a little difficult for me today because I'm looking out the window from my office right now and it is just pouring rain down out there. But as I look through the branches of the trees, I can see, yep, there's the sky, and up I can spot, there's the silver lining. So let's get after it. Page one, a time for rhyme. You know, it's Valentine's Day week. I don't know, is that a right sentence? A correct sentence? Anyhow, Valentine's Day happens this week. And so I was thinking to myself, let's do something about Valentine's Day. And so here's a poem I wrote for my wife on Valentine's Day many years ago. It's entitled, Queen of My Castle. You're the queen of my castle. You're my damsel in distress. You fill the halls with gladness. Love for you, I must confess. You're the squaw of my teepee. You're my Indian princess. You fill our camp with sunshine. To me, you are priceless. You're the apple of my eye, choicest fruit upon my tree. Your love tastes sweet as honey. Better mate there could not be. You're the woman of my dreams. You're my every fantasy. You fill my world with pleasure. More attraction could not be. You're the mother of my children. You're the one who gave them life. I marvel at your patience. I'm so glad you are my wife. I guess what I am saying by this simple little poem, you are my very best friend. By you, God blessed our home. Proverbs 31, 27 through 31 is our passage for the day. I think this is fitting. I don't know. I guess Valentine's Day is for guys too, but it seems to me that it's more for the girls. And so we'll emphasize them. And so guys, listen up. We got a week to do some good stuff for the women in our lives that certainly deserve it. Proverbs 31, 27 through 31. Let's live up to this. She watches over her affair. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Amen. Three times. Three things I noticed from that reading. First of all, notice the words, she watches over the affairs of her household. You know, Genesis chapter 3 suggests that a woman's primary role in life, you might even call it her major career in life, is to care for her family. When she does this, God's organizational structure is honored and a blessing is bestowed upon that family. Women are the key to a happy home. Read Titus 2, 3 through 5. And frankly, I believe that they are the key to reversing a culture in chaos. We must honor women who are willing to do what God has put them on this planet to do. Number two, notice the sentence, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. These words indicate the eternal focus and reward of the virtuous woman. Wrinkles come to everyone, but a woman who fears the Lord and invests in honoring God's pattern, she is to be praised and her praise will never stop no matter how old she gets. At least it shouldn't. Number three, the divine declaration, let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Well, that further emphasizes the importance of her role. From this passage, we learn two very important parts of her much-deserved acknowledgement. Number one, her praise comes because of her proven work ethic. A clean home, a God-centered family schedule, obedient children, a husband who is honored, etc. All of these require much time and much effort. They prove that she is worthy of praise. Number two, her praise is to be public and it should be well known. Real men regularly and publicly acknowledge their wife's contributions to the home. Our culture desperately needs to hear the accolades of virtuous women. And guys, we've got a chance this week to make it happen. So men, it's Valentine's week. Let her praise be known. Page two. A wonderful thing happened on our way to heaven. This one doesn't really have anything to do with Valentine's week, but it does have to do with something that's on my heart right now, and I hope a challenge will be made to your family. And I want you to see this as a silver lining reading because I think that if we will adopt this policy, our family life will be so much better and we'll be able to focus on the silver lining so much more readily. This reading is entitled, Buy, Not Sold. As most of you may know, we pulled the plug on all outside television programming about 3 years ago. Yeah, this was written back in 2008. So it's been many years since we've had programming beamed right into our living room because, well, I'm about to tell you why. Not only were we spending way too much money on a monthly satellite connection, the programming we were paying for was materialistic, humanistic, atheistic, and a slew of other anti-godistics. It was one of the best family decisions we ever made when we pulled the plug. One of the things I despise most about buying a car or something else is all those manipulative sales pitches that you have to go through. When I buy a vehicle, an insurance policy, or even a loaf of bread for that matter, my policy is this. I want to buy the item, not have somebody sell it to me. I feel the same way about television. Before we took away the world's direct access to our living room, we were overwhelmed with sales pitches. Every time we turned the thing on, someone was manipulating our senses towards greed, lust, anger, stress, and a host of other ungodly reactions. Even family-friendly shows made us wade through commercials about the next greatest toy, life-changing products for only $19.95, and even male sex enhancers. We were totally fed up with all the sales pitches. However, unlike what some of you might be thinking, I try very hard not to be a man of great extremes. When we eliminated the world's direct access to our living room, we did not become monks reading books by candlelight. Our aim was to find a sane middle ground, not stick our heads in the sand and use some kind of extreme reactions. When we pulled the plug on the satellite, we decided to take control of the television, not banish it from the family. We decided to become selective buyers. Rather than permitting the world to sell its wares inside our home by dumping all of its collective programming into our laps at once, we decided to take control and go shopping for ourselves. Now, instead of turning on the set and flipping through 100 useless channels trying to find something to watch, we never even go to the box unless we know what we want to watch before we turn it on. We buy full seasons of family-friendly shows and schedule our viewing experiences together. Through the aid of TV Guardian, a little device that utilizes closed captioning in order to blank out undesirable words, we have found an endless supply of shows that can and do prompt positive, God-centered discussions. Pulling the plug on the world's manipulative sales representatives and shopping for ourselves is without doubt one of the best decisions our family ever made. Life lesson. As head of my home, I have no right to govern yours. I offer you our experiences not as the final word on family life, but as a suggestion that might help. If you can relate to anything I said in the paragraphs above, it's likely that there is something in this area that your family needs to adjust as well. Promote God's blessing upon your family. Pray often, make adjustments when needed, and never stop evaluating your family's progression towards His will. Challenge? Bow your head right now and ask God to protect you and your family from the tantalizing sales pitches of the world. Page 3, the wrap-up. Remember, the quality of your day is directly connected to the depth of your relationship with the Lord. This week, honor that special someone in your life. God is love, and lovers of God love to love on others. Do you enjoy the Sunny Day Devos? Would you like to support this effort? If you're interested in supporting our family ministry, please be sure to send your email address along with your next contribution. Contributions can be made online at sunnychilds.com, or they can be mailed to Sunny Childs and Family Ministries, P.O. Box 682, Paragould, Arkansas 72451. One last thing I might add here is that if you are interested in becoming a contributor, there's one little advantage that all of our contributors get, and that is that each month I send them a link in their thank you note so that they can not only go and access the live broadcasts that I put up online and social media and that kind of thing, they not only can access them, but through this link, they can download them and put them on a separate device so they can use them at church or whatever it may be. All right, folks, get out there and remember, it's Valentine's week. Love on somebody who needs loving on. Till next time, remember, the most important question in life is this: what on earth are you doing for heaven's sake? Be there, Matthew 16:26.